adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, at 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Seamus Hamilton Pattison speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Curl up, stay warm. Your friends on the radio are here with you. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Here's an old stinger I didn't even know existed. I'm looking for the one that we need to hear about Treaty 1. Where did they put those? Things are moving around on us here. We have some. There they go. Those are what we're looking for. I would like to include this in our mid-program announcements. This is an important one. They all are important ones. This is a real important one.
CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnebuck, Manitowabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishininu, Aninuak, Nahethoak, Ocheti Shikoe, Dakota Oyate, and Métis people. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 40 First Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing.
Well, we started our first hour today off with a birthday, Chardet, born on January 16th, that was yesterday, in 1959. And on that same day, January 16th, in 1963, 4 years later, along came Lady Lynette, and that's who we just heard before the break. She's Swedish. We heard, am I going to be able to say the name of that piece? Let's see. Oh, now I don't have her information, which I thought I had a moment ago. Swedish. We're going to hear from Denmark too today. Marilyn Mazur, the only woman who ever played in Miles Davis' bands. I'll tell you a little bit more about her. She's another birthday person. Her birthday is actually today, and she died, unfortunately, very recently on the 12th of December last month. She shares a birthday with Al Foster, who was one of her inspirations in becoming a drummer. We've also got Don Thompson's birthday tomorrow. Oh, those are all tomorrow on the 18th. Sorry about that. Al Foster, Marilyn Mazur, and Don Thompson, all on Sunday, the 18th. And Don Thompson is 86 tomorrow. Good for him. So we'll have to include some of that. I've got some other birthdays here, too. But what happened to my info on Lady Lynette? Because she had kind of an interesting background, but nah, it disappeared on me. So what else can I tell you? What's on at the movies tonight? Saturday, January 17th at the Dave Barber Cinematheque. This afternoon, Alberta number 1 at 3. And again tonight at 7:15. That's an interesting sort of documentary road trip thing. It's kind of a cross-genre indie, different perspectives. Alberta number 1. I don't know how to describe it. Go to the Dave Barber Cinematheque website and you can get the descriptions there. The Business of Fancy Dancing is also on twice today. This is a 2K restoration of a movie from 2002, was it? It's a little over 20 years old, this film, I believe. And it's on today at 5 and tonight at 9. James and the Giant Peach tomorrow, the kids series, that one's sold out. They don't have any seats left for that. It's going to be full of kids. And the Business of Fancy Dancing comes around again tomorrow at 3 and at 7. So 4 chances this weekend, 5 and 9 today, 3 and 7 tomorrow for the Business of Fancy Dancing. Alberta number 1's on again tomorrow at 5:15. You know what? Let's put some music in the background. It's also the birth date. Where did I leave it? Sometime right around now is the birth date of Ryoko Kyuchu. Playlists. Let's see if I can find my information here. We've got too many things in too many different places, I guess. You want to hear it. Come back, Ryoko. Nope. It seems like they just aren't where I expected them to be. And so I'll put on some music and get myself properly sorted out here, shall we? Let's just go to Harry Reaser. He's got a birthday too. This is from Train in the Fingers, something I haven't pulled out of the collection since the days of Little Big Tent when we did the history of jazz. Well, I'll just play Fire here. Let's play Fire because that's always a problem in this city, isn't it?
Fire! 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 Turn the hose on me! Fire! Fire! burning up. I'm burning up. Fire! 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 Oh, what a kiss! Oh, what a bliss! Fire! 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 Turn the hose on me. Why speak of love? Pardon my glove. An old asbestos curtain may get hot, but safety certain. Extinguisher! Extinguish me! Fire! 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 Turn the hose on me.
Harry Reaser, Train in the Fingers. I did say something about Harry. Well, he was considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest, banjo artist of the day. Back in the day, in the 20s, Harry Reaser was born on this day, January 17th, in 1896. And this being 2026, why, that's got to be an anniversary. So what is that, 130 years ago? More than that, right? 130 years ago, I guess. 100 years ago would be 1926. 30 years before that, fair enough. Anyway, he lived till September 1965. And that's his stuff in the background, but I wanted to tell you more about Lady Lynette. I was reading all about her last night, and today I can't find a thing. Every computer has its own ways. Anyway, she's from Sweden. Her family went there. I'm going to have to put something else on right now, and I think it'll be another birthday boy, Johnny Costa, born in 1922 on this day, January 17th. And so he's gone too, because that would be a long time ago, wouldn't it? Johnny Costa's, let's see if we can find out something more about Johnny. He used to play the piano for Mr. Rogers, I think. You know Mr. Rogers in his neighborhood? Just trying to get a date. American jazz pianist and composer, longtime music director of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Born on the 17th of January in Arnold, Pennsylvania in 1922. Died in 1996, 30 years ago, October 11th. So, yeah, let's hear a little piano music. I think we could. I'll dedicate this one just to me because it's called I Like to Take My Time. Oh, yeah, that would be me all over. Johnny Costa from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. nice long Marilyn Mazur set with selections from Tangled Temptations and The Magic Box. So Marilyn was a Danish jazz artist who moved to Denmark as a child. She was 6 years old, I think, and you know, I had some information. That's right. Well, I don't. I pulled up a really good obituary from the UK, a jazz magazine, and I sent myself a link. But since I haven't got that ready for you right now, you know what happened? I had to take a little break from the planned playlist and leave you with an album for a while, because our attention was directed in a different direction. So I left you listening to the record Tangled Temptations and the Magic Box, where we tuned into Farewelling and Won the Way, Matrix Figure, and Matrix Omen. Marilyn Mazur. She was born in New York City on the January 18th, which is tomorrow, of course, 1955. Her father was a Pole and her mother was African American. And the family moved to Denmark, like I mentioned, when she was 6 years old. And she learned to play the piano, but took up drumming at 19. She was inspired by Erto Morera, Alex Riel, Al Foster. And it's Al Foster's birthday also tomorrow, 1944. Died in May last year. So they both passed away in the same year. She was, 11 years younger than her inspiration, Al Foster. She started her first band in 73, Sirens, in 78, Premi, an all-woman theater band. And in 1985, she was asked to participate in the Palais Mickelborg project that would become Miles Davis's album Aura. And after that, she was on the road with Miles Davis Band. She also played with Gil Evans, Wayne Shorter, did a lot of work with Jan Garbarek, and Makiko Hirabayashi. She is all Scandinavian. She had an all Scandinavian band, Shamanaya, which consisted of avant-garde women musicians. She died, as we mentioned earlier, just over a month ago, December the 12th, at the age of 70. She's received the Ben Webster Prize, the Danish Jazz Journalist Jasa Prize, Jazz Par Prize, quite a lot of prizes. We're not going to mention them all. And many, many records over the years as a leader and as a guest. So I thought we'd hear some of her work, or a lot of her work, with Jan Garbarek, but instead, we listen to Tangled Temptations. So let's not forget that Don Thompson was born on the 18th in 1940. So his 86th birthday is tomorrow. And I had something good of his here for you. Let's see if we can drum it up. Where did he go? This is from One Take. I think. Taking too long, isn't it? Let's go over here.
Yo, if you're a fan of that old school hip hop flavor that involves cutting, scratching, and mixing, and enjoy that era of the 80s, 90s, and underground scene, make sure you tune in every Saturday night between the hours of 8 and 10 p.m. Central for Redbox Radio 95.9 FM, CKUW. I myself, DJ Platform, has got you covered, man. Give me the best of the best, whether it's album reviews, interviews, personal favorite albums, or tracks that I recommend for you to hear. Make sure you tune in every Saturday night, 95.9 FM, CKUW.
So international as a powerful idea. I'm Edmund White. It is the overwhelming international flavor of the lesbian and gay rights movement that has proved so powerful over the past couple of decades. And one radio program has been there to record, to inform, and to entertain. So please keep listening to This Way Out on this station.
Groundswell Radio on CKUW explores the best contemporary concert music from Winnipeg and around the world. Tune in Mondays at 2 and to hear it all again Sundays at 4. Groundswell Radio only on CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Is the that's the number, but it's not the one we had before. How come? Keep looking. They come up, they go down, they disappear. Yeah, I don't care for this system. We need a better system. I know what you're thinking. You need a better host. Ha ha ha. No, it's they come and they go. Maybe this one. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in today. It's almost a quarter to one, and that means Temple Tent Revival is down to the last 15 minutes, or the last eighth of our two-hour show. And I don't think Josh is coming in after this program today, so stay tuned for what might be Earshot 20. And after that, Eclectic Residence. No, wait. After that, at 2 p.m., is Debbie with Active Voice, program of singers and choral music and all kinds of vocalese. And at 3 o'clock, then you are invited to stay tuned for Keeley's Eclectic Residence. And we played a certain amount of pop music ourselves this morning on the first half of the program. And then there's been a little more jazz in the second half of the program. We're quite eclectic around here. I've got some comedy coming up. And if there's time, a little Bobby Weir, who passed away very recently. There's a few members of the Dead left. The drummers, Mickey Hart and Bill Kreutzmann. And Tom Constantin played the keyboards in the band for a short time in the late 60s, and he's still around too. I'm Kits Temple. This is Temple Tent Revival. Tomorrow is Sunday. Why don't you tune in to Groundswell or the Gashi Crumb Tinies or Neon Beige Sound Exchange or Medicine Wheel of Music, is it? Or Indigenous in Music. There's all kinds of stuff happening on CKUW 95.9. all the time. So, without further ado, I promise you some comedy. And I'll have to dig it up, will I? Meantime, have we got any of these for you? Sure we have.
See.
KTW 95.9 FM.
Winnipeg.
Tune in. Yeah. What's happening?
And here's happening.
Good. I'm happening. Ooh.
Well, that was different one. That. Nope. Did we get what we were looking for yet? From the album, Waiting for the Electrician. Haha, I left all the details at home, didn't I? The exact where to pop in. So, I'll give you some Bobby. I'll give you some Bobby while we look for that. He was here. This is a funny show today. Talk about not being at the ready. I don't know. Come on. Playlist. Doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo. That's not what you want.
Alright, host in and to see how you the boy nine five on nine FM.
I'm Barack Obama, and when I'm not being president in the United States of America, I'm listening to CKUW on 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Straight neck. Do yourself a favor. Be groovy. Now sit down, turn on, and tune in the TV.
But, Mom, I don't want to watch television.
Oh, you're so weird.
And now, direct from the Paisley House on Capitol Hill, man we take you to the gathering of the tribes, which is already in session.
Now let me shock it to you, baby. It's clear from these underground films shot in your bedroom by the Free Food and Drug Administration that you've been doling out unauthorized bread and water to a chick who lost a free food card.
But Senator Baby, like she was starving.
Young man, that's her trip. Take him away for grooving.
The fastest rise in interim governmental administration in the Western Hemisphere, the Cabinet of the United States of Beep. From Rochester, New York, on lead guitar, the Secretary of Peace. On drums, the Secretary of Innocence. On saxophone, the Secretary of State of Consciousness. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the expert, the most high chief of the United States of Being, Star Van Cool.
Yes, we do. On this birthday of the founder of our tribe, Sodom Clinton Powell, the first to take our sacred oath. If elected, I refuse to serve. Pow! I come to present for you hippification, the first treaty of world peace. Some of you cats may recall the old days of the brown shoe, when there was war and fight and soldier.
Yes, those were ungroovy times.
Well, now.
Mr. Chieftain, representing the Young People's Soviet Sociable Republic, it's a guest to sign this jazzy document. We too want peace of Nigeria.
Yesterday, a full million of us in the Hippie Republic of China met in my room to debate this question. We threw Yi Ching out the window. We are now unanimous.
How sweet it is! Hey, Secretary of Peace, baby, what we putting down in Nigeria?
Major Hit is on the screen now with the daily upfront report.
Ciao, baby. This is Major Hit in the cockpit of the Enola McLuhan, flagship of the 7th Airborne Peace Corps and Lending Library. We're now over the center of rebel resistance in northern Nigeria and preparing to drop literature.
Do the Bombay door thing. Bombay door swinging and open, baby. Ruby and out. Bombardier, it's your karma.
We're almost ready to drop it. I can see the entire rebel force running out of their huts, looking up at the sky.
Lazy star dog. Lazy star dog. Target ready. Hucks away.
There they go. The literature is in a tight pattern. The rebels are beginning to scatter, but it's too late. On target. God, this is an awesome moment. The last stronghold of un-hip resistance is out of sight. Under 8 million hardbound copies of The Naked Lunch, it's all over.
You are so old.
Your baby worms.
An out-of-sight, mandatory sunrise light show at the main desert at 5:48 sidereal time, lovers. That is all.
Procession will be starting soon. Let's go pick up tiny Dr. Tim and head into the sunrise. Now, this here simple life-size replica of the Taj Mahal, made entirely out of oleomargarine, houses our guru, Dr. Tim. Let's knock on the door and see if he's in. Howdy, Dr. Tim.
I just thought I'd drop out and say hello. Hello.
Come back, Dr. Tim. We want to talk to you.
Oh, welcome to the Link of Spirited Guhuri, LSG. Wait a minute. Oh, well, another day, another green, blue, electric, yellow dollar. Got anything to drink? Anything at all?
And why is it that you're drinking, Timmy, me boy?
Because it's bad for my whole evolution.
Well, friends, that was from Waiting for the Electrician, 68. Yeah, January 68. Happy anniversary to Waiting for the Electrician or someone like him, the first comedy album of the Fire Sign Theater. January 68. The first side, we listened to a little bit out of there. That was some history lessons. we heard a little bit of side two, which is one long separate play all by itself. And that was the bit where we heard in the White House and the administration. And the dropping of leaflets in Nigeria. Well, we had a little bit of Nigeria. Somebody's parents were from Nigeria. We had who did we have that was from Nigeria today? I'll have to look back at the Spinatron. Sade. That's right, Sade had Nigerian heritage. She started off the show. A lot of birthdays. We celebrated birthdays from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Sade and Lady Lynette still going strong. Al Foster passed away last May. This is Al Foster right now. It's his birthday today, 1944. Oh, tomorrow. I keep getting it wrong. Can't read my own notes. Shared the birthday with Marilyn Mazur, who was inspired by Mr. Foster. And we heard quite a few tracks of Marilyn's today. We didn't get around to noting the birthdays of Cedar Walton and Cyrus Chestnut. I saw Cyrus Chestnut here with the Wynton Marsalis group on the stage of the concert hall back when I was a jazz festival volunteer. Cyrus was asking me to show him some nightlife after the show. The jolly fella. Cedar Walton, born in 1934. That would make him over 90. Well, we're going out with Al Foster. I think that's going to take us to the end of the show today. I want to thank you for spending some of your Saturday with me here today. And any more announcements I need to make? I think so. Things you need to know. Here's some events. The University of Winnipeg's English department launches JUICE, its creative writing journal. JUICE, the 24th edition. That is being launched on Wednesday, January 28th, in room 1C16A. Room 1C16A. You can pick up a journal for $13, cash only, and that is on Wednesday, January 28th at 12:30 to 1:30 in room 1C, that's the first floor of Centennial Hall, 16A. $13 will get you a juice, U of W English Department. And we got anything else here? I'm just going to turn down Mr. Foster and turn up Mr. Weir. 1 minute to go. See you next time. Shine. Watch for the bright sun. Be all those things you're able to. Okay, if not capitalism, then what? An evening of discussion for people who want to change the world, hosted by the Winnipeg Tempest Organizing Committee. January 15th at 7 p.m. That's over. That's 2 days ago. I'm sorry. Forget it. One more, and then it's 1 o'clock. The UWSA Special General Meeting is being held on Friday, January 23rd at 12:30 in the Hive at the U of W. Be there or be square. Come on. All UWSA students are invited. Let's see if we can fit you all into the Hive on Friday, the 23rd at 12:30. Okay, thanks for being here. This is CKUW Campus and Community Radio. See you next time.